All right, so we've got a consequential vote in the Senate today, potentially, and maybe some more defectors will come over from the Democratic side and vote to reopen the government. We'll see. But in the meantime, what ramifications does this have on the economy? What ramifications does it have on your pocketbook? Let's bring in Dewey Steffen, the CEO of Great Lakes Wealth, to break it all down. Dewey, it's good to have you.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So let's start with the economy. What are the economic ramifications of this? I imagine that the longer it goes, the more wide-ranging ramifications there are.
Yep, that's absolutely correct and pretty common sense, right? If it's just a few days, this is day three. If it's just a few days to a week, not much that you'll see. If it goes into 2 to 3 weeks, a little bit more, and certainly a month out, now you have to start really counting some GDP breakdown.
Dewey, when people hear government shutdown, it can feel a little abstract. What does it actually mean for the average American's pocketbook in the short term?
Well, for the average American in the short term, it doesn't mean a thing. Now, if you're a federal worker, you may get furloughed and you may have to actually work without getting pay if you're an essential service worker. So for the average American, again, you won't notice anything immediately. Some services may be cut, but the ones that work for some of the government agencies, they may be impacted, actually as of now.
So we've been hearing that because of the shutdown, we're not going to get the jobs report. What does that mean for, not having this economic data out there for investors, for everyone who relies on it?
Yeah. Hi, Jamie. Good morning.
Hi.
And that's absolutely correct. That's supposed to come out today. And these numbers, by themselves in isolationism, don't really mean that much. We can kind of work through the one report per se, but the more and more and more that we can't get our data, you don't have the numbers, you can't really figure out what's happening.
And so let's hypothetically get into the more doomsday scenario where we're talking about weeks of this if these lawmakers can't get together and put their heads together and come up with a solution. What happens? What should people be considering when it comes to their expenses?
Well, again, you should always be prudent, especially in this day and age. So really, you should always, understand what your budget is and stick to your budget. But recognizing that you may, again, not have some services that you're used to, so plan for that. But also, things may go up in price if there's less opportunity for, things that supply. So if supply shrinks and demand is there, the prices typically go up. So you just need to pay attention and really understand how it affects you personally.
Dewey, financial markets seem pretty calm right now, as if it's basically, business as usual. You think that complacency is justified, or could investors be underestimating this?
Well, I think complacency is justified for now. Again, in almost all of the past shutdowns, within 5 days to 2 weeks, you really don't see that much. Whatever is taken away is given back. Now, if this continues, plus the fact that Donald Trump has said he may eliminate a significant number of jobs, that might be a little different situation, and we're going to see what happens over the weekend into next week.
So Bloomberg is saying that the S&P 500 futures are pointing to a solid open. Where are they, relying on this positivity? Why do you think it's looking that way?
Well, again, the government shutdown in the short term doesn't really affect too much, as we just said. But what else is out there with the economy? It continues to be resilient, whether it's, again, the enhancement and inclusion of AI to a lot of other data points that have been coming in. Wall Street recognizes that there still is opportunity. But we would also say talk to your financial professional and be cautious and be aware of your specific situation.
This doesn't come around too often. We're about 7 years removed from the last one, but what advice do you give folks when they're talking about how to navigate maybe a month of this or so? Do you see them kind of wanting to pull back? Do they want to stay investing at the kind of levels that they generally are?
Well, again, early on, you really don't see much of a difference. Again, it is business as usual. I would opine that everyone kind of coming to work today, unless they are specifically a government or agency employee, it was business as usual. You turned on CNBC for the stock futures or looked online and they were positive. It is a Friday, and here in Michigan, the sun is shining and we're looking forward to another, fall awesome weekend. So yes, you just need to understand your situation and really, really start to pay attention. And I always say stick to your budget.
Speaking with Dewey Steffen, who's CEO of Great Lakes Wealth. And Dewey, you know, we've seen strong GDP growth in the second quarter. Job creation is slowing and wage growth is cooling. But what does that disconnect kind of tell you about where the economy is right now?
Well, again, part of that is also with the Federal Reserve. So great question. The Federal Reserve just, you know, a week or two ago reduced interest rates, and we think they'll continue to reduce rates again. So you have this push-pull effect. It's inflation, you know, is wanting to rise. Unemployment is wanting to rise, but the Fed is cutting rates because they may be aware, or they are thinking anyway, that there is going to be the slowdown. So we always say don't fight the Fed. And right now, if the Fed is easing, that is a good spot for investors over a longer period of time. So that's probably the short-term reason.
I am targeted on Instagram by all of these apps saying, like, start investing, do this, do that. And I'm sure it's targeted to younger people who haven't started yet. What would you say to those folks who just see Instagram, they're not in the stock market? Like, how do you start?
Well, it's a great question. And so you can, there's so many resources. You know, you need to trust people. So talk to people first. Don't believe everything you see on the internet or on TikTok or Instagram. But you can start now. We always say start now, whether the stock market's at an all-time high, real estate's here, oil's there, gold and crypto. Just always start now, but you don't have to drop it all in. So you can do this thing called DCA, which stands for dollar cost average. So number one, always go and look for your 401k or 403b at work. And if they have a match, then just figure out how you can put money in to obtain that match. And we're now into Q4, so that you have from now until the end of the year. So anybody out there listening in that regard, understand the benefits of the 401k, 403b, especially if there's an employer match. And then after that, get your Roth IRA set up if you qualify, and then you kind of go from there.
I've always heard financial folks say, you know, it's never too late to start. Is that really true?
100%. I mean, look back to 100 years ago, to 10 years ago, to a year ago. So there are, you know, periods of weakness, but ultimately at the end of the day, almost all investment categories beat inflation. So that's number one. Number two, you can accumulate significant wealth. And that's where, back to Jamie, you can check the TikTok and Instagram, and they will have some of those numbers correct, where if you invest for 20 or 30 years, 100 here, 500 there, you will become a millionaire over, again, that 30 or 40 year period. So unfortunately, the younger generation wants to get rich quick, and that's really not something that you should expect.
Yeah, it's more of a slow burn, but if you get in as early as possible, you'll reap the benefits much later on. Dewey Steffen, thanks so much. Really appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
You got it. TGIF.
TGIF. That's exactly right. TGIF for a lot of reasons. We've got a great sports weekend coming up. And the Lions are going to be traveling to Cincinnati to take on a Joe Burrowless Cincinnati Bengals team. We'll go inside the huddle with our Lomas Brown next and break down what we're going to see, what the Lions need to do to come out with another W. It's next on JR Morning.